right? Anybody that knows me knows what the most evil thing in baseball is, man. The thing that destroys more young kids than anything in the game, hands down. The batting average, guys. Get rid of it. It's evil. I call it Satan, right? I'm convinced that Abner Doubleday got a lot of stuff right, but he missed on this one. And success is not getting a hit. It's hitting the ball hard. If you hit the ball hard, you win, right? My goal cannot be to do everything right and go 0 for 4. Think about that. That's crazy. Break that statement down. I do everything right and go 0 for 4? Hit 4 rockets right on the screws? Right at somebody? And I lose confidence? Wow. Come on. I beat the pitcher. The pitcher knows I beat him. The pitcher's mom knows I beat him. And I lose confidence? No more, guys. I'm telling you, the day you say, I don't care what I hit, and I know that sounds stupid, that's the day your career's going to start. Is it easier said than done? Absolutely. But can it be done? I guarantee it. You hit the ball hard, you win. You know why the batting average was invented, in my opinion? To give the pitcher a chance. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a chance. You'd have to move the mound in 5 feet if success was just hitting the ball hard. I could do that. That's an attainable goal. Getting a hit isn't. You guys know how you feel when you're 4 for 4? That's how you need to feel when you're 0 for 4. And it can be done, but we cannot be thinking about our batting average. And I know the batting average is never going to go away, but can I please get you up there with confidence every single at bat so we get a little truer scale of what you're hitting? If I get you guys to do 4 things every single day, I promise you're going to be the best player you could be. All right. Number 1, walk up to the plate with confidence. Number 2, have an attainable goal to hit the ball hard. Number 3, attack the inside part of the ball on a pitch I'm looking for and hit it properly. And number 4, and the most important thing, help your team win that day. But what do we really do? We walk up to the plate with no confidence because our batting average is bringing us down. Goal is to get a hit, unattainable. We end up hitting the outside part of the ball and hook the ground ball to short if we're right-handed, second if we're left-handed, and probably on a pitch we're not even looking for. And it's all about me. Well, I'm telling you guys, you do the first 4 things, and I know your career will be better than you ever thought it would be. And I'm telling you right now, the earlier you figure it out, the better off you'll be. And this is why I made this CD, guys, to help you guys get it before it's too late. I remember when I finally got it, and I finally said, I don't care what I hit. I was about 28 years old. It was like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders, right? Because here's what happens. When you care about your batting average and you're 0 for 4, trust me, you don't want the fifth at bat. You're looking at that lineup card, man, if 2 guys get on, I got to hit again. Right? Anybody been there? Come on, we've all been there. When you say, I don't care what I hit, man, you could be 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. Now you're looking at that lineup saying, man, I need 2 guys to get on so I can be the hero, right? That is where we need to be. You have to want the fifth at bat. If you don't want the fifth at bat, you have no chance to be the hero. And that's what it's all about. You know another reason why we want to have the fifth at bat? If you're lucky enough to play pro baseball, you're going to get 100 of them a year minimum. You have to want the fifth at bat, man. We got to be thinking bombs, doubles, and ribbies. Get rid of your batting average. It's evil. You know what else it is? It's yesterday. And I'm not worried about yesterday, right? That pitcher doesn't give a crap what I did last night. Guys, I chased 300, did it once in my career. And when I said, I don't care what I hit, man, it was like I went from 5 to 8 home runs a year with 40, 50 RBIs. Give me a nice little AAA career. All of a sudden, I get 16, 17 home runs a year with 70, 80 RBIs. And I still hit the same. I still hit between 260 and 290, but my production doubled. And that's what it's about. It's about production. You know when everybody's favorite day in pro baseball is? It's opening day in playoffs because there's no stats to get in your head. And then it creeps in on day number 2 when you're 0 for 6. And now you go into panic mode. Oh, I got to get a hit. Get rid of it. My goal cannot be my batting average when I can do everything right and go 0 for 4. Come on, guys. Not anymore. You guys know this now. It's ridiculous. The bottom line is, what do we think success is? For me, success was walking up to the plate with confidence, hitting the ball hard, and helping my team win my last 7 years. My first 7 years, like 99% of the world, is getting a hit. Now we bring luck involved. And if combo to luck is how do I get you to walk up to the plate with confidence every single at bat, why am I worried about something I can't control, like the batting average? Really? Everything right and go 0 for 4, huh? Man, like I said, man, I'm the performance coach for the Toronto Blue Jays. You know what we're going to do this year? We're going to have a quality at-bat champion. Once a week, we're going to have three winners per team, top three guys on the team. Whoever has the most quality at-bats gets a gift certificate to Best Buy. You hit the ball hard, you win. Get a guy over. Team stuff. I'm saying if you say the word batting average this year, you get fined $20. And it goes to the guy who has the most quality at-bats. Dude, I want in that game. These kids are dying to have somebody help them get out of their own way. I want these kids wanting the fifth at-bat, right? We're going to choose how we think, man. And we're going to reshuffle the mind every week. I want opening day every Monday in these kids' mind. And you know what? You don't even have to get a hit to win the contest. You got to be a great competitor. You got to hit the ball hard. You got to help your team win. Get a bunt down. We put way too much stock in me instead of the team. Well, if I took two teams and I said to this team, I'll give you $1,000 for every time you compete, hit the ball hard, and help your team win. And this team, I said, I'll give you $1,000 for every time you get a hit. What team do you want to be on? It's a no-brainer. And I'm telling you, the team that you'll have three times as many hits as the team with the attainable goal, hit the ball hard. I can control that. You can't control getting a hit. That can't be our goal. You're going to get sick of me talking about it. I don't care. I played for Clint Hurdle in 1992, 1993, and he used to put a Q on the lineup card if you had a quality at-bat. And that made me feel good that the coach knew that I had a good at-bat. I could have been 0 for 4 with three Qs. I knew I was going to be in that lineup the next day. Oh, go figure. Clint Hurdle, hitting coach for the Texas Rangers this year. World Series. I guarantee they got quality at-bat stuff going on. That's where I learned it from. It was awesome. I get it. We need to get it now. We need to help us get out of our own way. And when you're worried about that batting average, it's evil, man. It destroys confidence. It saps confidence right out of your chest. All right? Have I talked about the batting average enough? I probably guarantee you I'm coming back to it. I'm telling you guys that even hit 300 beat themselves up because they want to be hitting 350. And I'm telling you, if you don't go 1 for 20, 30 times, you didn't play long enough. It's going to happen. But how do I get out of it? How do I turn that into a 1 for 10 quicker than the other guys? It's about being a great competitor every at-bat. It's about going through the process of what success is. When you say success is just hitting the ball hard, buddy, trust me, it's going to be good. I could walk up to the plate with confidence every time now. I hit the ball hard, I win. I get hit, it's a bonus. And guys, there's no truer statement in my CD. You want to have fun? Get hits. I get it, but there's a way to do it. And it's about walking up to the plate with confidence, with an attainable goal to hit the ball hard, help my team win. That's it. You get rid of the batting average, watch your career go. Right? Since we're 5 years old, hey, what do you hit? I saw an interview with Dustin Pedroia a couple years ago, right before the playoffs. And some announcers say, hey, you're in a little funk. You're 1 for 15. And Dustin looked at her like she was an idiot. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm hitting missiles all over the field. That's awesome. But he knows what success is. And it's hitting the ball hard, helping your team win. And when you grasp that, guys, I'm telling you, watch your ability come out. All right? Let's change the subject a little bit.